And now, James Gravel.
While Jesus was on earth, he met many different people. Some were rich, some were poor, some were well-educated, some were not. However, Jesus was not interested in the people's financial or educational status. Rather, he was interested in their souls, which is why he spent his entire life teaching people how to get to heaven. Some of those to whom Christ spoke listened carefully, and when they realized he was teaching the truth, they quickly obeyed him. But some people did not like what Christ taught. They thought they were far too smart for Jesus to teach them anything. In Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 56, we see Christ confronting such people. Then he said also to the multitude, "Whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say that a shower is coming, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say that there will be hot weather, and there is. Hypocrites, you can understand the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not understand this time?" Jesus was trying to get these people to see that while they were scientifically smart, they were spiritually ignorant. They could see clouds forming in the sky and predict rain. They could detect the winds blowing across the earth and predict a searing heat. Yet they were not smart enough to look at the miracles Christ performed and see that He was God's Son. Nor were they smart enough to believe Him when He told them what they needed to do to be saved from their sins. They gladly acknowledged the physical signs that could help them predict the weather, but they refused to accept the spiritual signs that would help them get to heaven. There are many people today who likewise have failed to realize that it is much more important to be spiritually smart than it is to be scientifically smart. As Jesus explained in Matthew 7, verse 21, the only people who make it to heaven will be those who do the will of the Father. Scientific knowledge will not get anyone to heaven. Only obedience to God can do that. How about you? Are you spiritually smart?